In my mid-30s, about 10 years ago, I worked as a security personnel at a cemetery. It was located in a not-so-great part of the city, so having someone on site 24/7 was necessary. Even then, we'd still get people sneaking in and spraying graffiti on the stones, or even trying to dig up graves. Most of these stunts happened at night, which was good for me because I always worked the evening shift, usually from 2 to 10. Granted, I'd still have to be there alone for a couple of hours into the night, between 8 and 10, but it was still much better than the alternative graveyard shift. On this day, I was warned about some people coming by the cemetery at random hours and just sort of stalking the place. It had been going on for a few days, and the other workers weren't sure who they were or what they were doing. I said I'd keep an eye out. By 6 o'clock, the other workers had left and it was just me. This was always my favorite half of my shift, because I wouldn't have to worry about looking like I was busy the whole time. If we're being real, there wasn't ever much point to me being there when the other workers were around too. Anyway, if you don't already know, the job is made up mostly of riding around in a golf cart and making sure nothing is going on. From 6 to 8, I drove around and picked up a few pieces of trash left in the yard. There were a few more visitors that came, and at 8:30, I waited for the last people to leave, then I went to lock up the front gate. While wrapping the chain around the bars and putting the lock on, I noticed a group of people on the other side of the road. They were facing my direction, like they were watching me. I finished securing the gate, then got back in my cart and drove off. I knew that it was likely the group I was told to keep an eye out for, so I parked the cart in a spot where I could still see them. There were three people from what I could see, and they stayed in the same spot for a couple minutes before walking away. I drove around, making sure they weren't trying to find a way in on the sides, but I didn't see them. Around 9 o'clock, I parked by the front gate again for a few minutes, when I heard a sharp sound echo through the field. I whipped my head around in the direction it came from, but it was too dark to see. I started the cart back up and made my way through the field. The sound was so echoey and loud that I couldn't tell if it was from inside the cemetery or from just outside of it. As I drove through, I started to see some figures in the distance. Only two figures though, not the three I'd seen earlier. As I pulled closer, they noticed me, turning their bodies to face me, but not running. I stopped the cart maybe 15 feet away and got out.
"Place closes at 8:30. You gotta go,"
I called out. I took a few steps forward.
"Do I really have to call the cops?"
I said, getting more irritated and slightly more nervous. That's when I noticed one of them was holding something. It was a shovel, but they weren't really standing close to any gravestones. I looked down at the ground next to them, and there was a clear spot they'd been digging in. Then out of nowhere, I heard a guy behind me yell. The two started running, and the one behind me ran in a different direction. I got in the cart and turned it on to try and chase the one guy, but right away, I could feel that something was wrong with the cart. It was shaking and wobbling when I tried to drive it. I got out, and it was clear that the two left tires had been slashed. I frantically called the police and ran to the main building. Thankfully, the group didn't seem interested in chasing me, but seeing as they had likely slashed the tires with a knife, and that there were three of them, I was terrified. When the police arrived, the group was long gone, but we did find the half-dugout hole they made, and were really confused by it, until we found something else. Along the fence, not far from the hole they were digging, we found a body bag. And yes, unfortunately, there was a body in it. After some days went by, it came out that the man in the bag was part of some gang and must have been killed in a shooting. What we think is that the group was trying to dispose of the body discreetly and thought that if they dug a grave and buried him in a cemetery, then it would blend in and nobody would find it. I can't say it was a terrible plan, but the execution of it wasn't the best. Although, none of the men in the group were ever found or identified. I work at a cemetery on the edge of my town. It's a small one, being only a few acres of land. I'd been working there for a year at the time, and I hated every minute of it. Not really because it was a cemetery, but just because it was boring. I was alone all night and sat in a small room for most of the time. There were two cameras set up on either side of the yard, and one on the entrance of the tiny building I was in. My boss always told me that my job was to just be there, and if anything actually happens, then to call the police and let them take care of it. In the whole year before this, not a single thing happened. Again, it was a small cemetery in a small town, so not a lot of action was expected. On a Monday evening, I pulled into the parking lot and relieved my coworker from his day shift. I hadn't slept the best that day, so I brought a cup of coffee to help keep me up. For the first hour, I was sipping on my coffee and watching the cameras, while also scrolling through my phone a bit. Come 1 a.m, I started to get really drowsy. I was nodding off in my chair, and the coffee wasn't really helping either. In the middle of the hour, I guess I fully fell asleep, and what I think was 20 or so minutes later, I woke up to an odd sound. Metal creaking behind me. I swiveled around in my chair. The door to my building was cracked open, swaying slightly from the wind outside. My heart hurt from the strike of fear it gave me. I got up and pulled the door further open, peeking my head outside and looking around. Nobody was in sight. I slammed the door firmly shut and made sure it was fully locked. It could have been a simple mistake, not fully closing the door, but it got my hair standing up. I rolled back the footage outside the building, and I didn't see anyone coming up to the building. At least after this, I was wide awake. I was constantly checking each camera. About 10 minutes later, I saw something move on the screen. It was the camera on the far end of the yard. Someone was walking through the cemetery. I watched as they slowly made their way past several gravestones, then stopped. I waited a few seconds before picking up the phone and dialing 911, still keeping my eyes on the screen. I spoke softly into the phone, telling the operator that I worked at the cemetery and there was a man trespassing. The woman on the phone started responding, when suddenly, the man sprinted through the yard and off of the screen. I let out an uncontrollable gasp, moving my eyes all around the other cameras, looking for him. A second later, he appeared on the other screen, sprinting past it again, and not long after, he appeared on the screen, showing the outside of the building I was in. I told the woman what was going on and that I needed to be quiet. I put the phone down and stared at the camera. It was a man who was now standing right outside the door. Then he looked around at the face of the building before locking his eyes on the camera. It made me shiver, seeing him stare at the camera as if he could see me through the screen.
"Hello? Can you help me?"
I heard his muffled voice from the other side of the door. Then, without even waiting for an answer, he walked around to the back of the building. There were no cameras on that side, but I could hear his footsteps in the grass. He sounded like he was walking right up against the wall. Then out of nowhere, I heard his footsteps departing quickly. My heart was racing all the way up until the police came. I thought I'd sound crazy, but they found very defined shoe prints in the grass. They followed them far off, way past the cemetery border, but lost the trail before it led anywhere else. The man's behavior was very odd, and the way he asked for help was only more odd. I don't know if the door being opened earlier was somehow him, but I don't know what to believe anymore. Despite being scared shitless, I continued working and still work there. Nothing else has happened, and the man never returned, but I don't think I'll ever fall asleep at the cemetery again. My friends and I were never the smartest group. We did some really stupid stunts, like going to abandoned areas, vacant homes, etc. But the worst of all the things we did was when we went to the cemetery one night. Every other thing we did, nothing ever happened, but this time was different. We were sophomores in high school, and it was a Friday night, so of course we were hanging out. Most of the time we didn't have a plan for anything, we would just kind of come up with things to do as the night goes on. But by 12, two of our friends had decided to go home because they were tired, which left just me and my friend, Dan. Neither of us were that tired, but we also didn't want to sit around at home bored all night. Dan brought up the cemetery by his house and said it'd be spooky and exciting to walk around at night. With nothing better to do, I agreed. I don't remember thinking anything of it. Sure, it would be a little creepy and eerie, but I knew it was just a regular cemetery. We took Dan's car and drove to his house, where we parked and walked down the block to the gate surrounding the graveyard. There was a huge entrance gateway, but the gate that went around the perimeter was more of a short wooden fence. We climbed over with ease, and right away, we got a rush of adrenaline. It was a creepy place, no doubt. There was almost no light, only a few dim, standing lamps spread across the graveyard. I'm not sure what our goal was, but I think it was just to walk across the whole place without getting scared, and then leave. We passed 10 or 15 gravestones when Dan came to a stop. He was looking ahead and told me to wait. I couldn't see much, but in the distance, I could barely make out a figure standing next to one of the gravestones, walking closer to us. Both me and Dan were unsure what to do and just stood there. We both assumed we had totally been caught by one of the graveyard keepers and were probably gonna get arrested or something. The man stopped several feet away, still too far for us to get a good look at him.
"What are you two doing here?"
he asked. Dan nervously said that we were just exploring.
"Well, I'm gonna have to show you two out," he said.
He told us to follow him and began walking back in the direction he came in. I think both of us were regretting not running away when we first saw him. As we walked behind him, he passed under one of those standing lamps, and both Dan and I immediately froze. The man was wearing ragged clothes, nothing like a graveyard keeper would be wearing. This guy looked like he was homeless. The man must have heard us stop. He turned around, and you could see in his face that this man was crazy. He took a step toward us.
"Come here,"
he said angrily. Dan turned and ran, and I did the same. The man's footsteps behind me were so close, it felt like he was going to tackle me at any second. My adrenaline kept me going, and we managed to jump the fence. We heard the man stop on the other side, then punched the wood fence in frustration. We immediately went home and told no one except for our friends because we knew what we were doing was illegal. Both of us think that that man was some homeless person who was probably trying to rob us or maybe do something much worse. Luckily, we never made the mistake of going back there again.